Hello and welcome to Money Mastery and Financial Planning, a podcast for women with your host, Rebecca Robertson. We're going to be focusing on maximising your money, creating wealth and empowering financial success. For more information about us, head over to our website, www.rebeccarobertsonevo.co.uk. Enjoy.
Welcome, and I'm your host, Rebecca Robertson, to the Money Mastery and Financial Planning for Women podcast. And today we're going to be talking about financial abundance matrix. And this is my matrix I put together based on the stages of wealth. And I've done it with a little bit of a twist because I really believe that for women particularly, quite often it's not a case of what their stage of wealth they're at. It's possibly how they're feeling about it that has a more of a detriment or relevance to them. So I've created this circle, and the first level, and it's not hierarchical, so it isn't a circle format, because I don't believe in financial hierarchy. I believe in that everyone is equal and we're all succinct working together. Therefore, it's not in sort of stages, if you like, in terms of one being better than the other. Although, you know, you will get a feel that you'd rather be in the better stage than the worse stage. But we can also equally, as far as we can go up, we can come back down again. So it is a circle, and it's part of life. So the first point of the stages is called evasion. Now, this is where really you're in a dependent state. You're avoiding any form of money. You're maybe leaving envelopes in drawers. You're not checking bank statements. You're maybe only have a very small form of income, and that's okay if it's only a small form, but it's maybe only one form of income. So you're reliant on one thing, and it might be even one thing from a partner or a parent, or you've got only one job that you can only do on a Saturday, for example. So it's quite a place of limitation. And you're in a mindset where you are avoiding any sort of conversations, any sort of need or requirement to be able to grow or build from there. And quite often you're in a place of, there's a lot of blame going on. You're often in a place where you're blaming other people. You're putting the ownership onto other people. And there's no real responsibility for where you're at and to where you need to go or what needs to be done. It can be a case that you can have some debts at this time, and it may be that the income that you have coming in is exceeding, the debt is exceeding the amount of income that you have. So it's not a fun place to be if you're there. And, you know, we've all been there. We've all had times at different levels of different purposes where we've possibly had those thoughts and feelings and places of the stage of financial wealth. And it's then about thinking about, okay, what can I do to move things on to the next stage? So the next part piece is called conscious. So therefore you start to become more conscious about your spending, conscious about what debts you have in place, and conscious about how you think and you're feeling about your money. This is where you might have started to look at the debts and put a better plan in place to be able to clear them. So you have an ultimate goal. It might not have cleared your debts, but you're in a place where you feel that you're growing towards them. And, you know, these debts can sometimes span a long period of time, and it's not always a case that if you've got them, you can't then move on to the next stage. But you certainly at conscious level are able to look at what you've got, how you're paying for them, and how you're going to clear them off. And I don't just mean making monthly payments on credit cards. You may have increased your revenue that's coming in. You might have maybe got to sort of have a think about what skill sets you can start to think about at work when it comes to your financial income, maybe thinking about what the next career step is. You've started to look at your spending habits and start to think about what actually you're perhaps paying out for. You're reading the bank statements, you're looking at the bills that comes in, and you're starting to have a much higher awareness and conscious mindset around how you're thinking and feeling about things. So the next level is a sense. And this is a real sense of stability and not quite security, but from a place of you are got a real plan with your debts, they're possibly even paid off. you still might have a mortgage, for example, but you've got some money to fall back on. There's a buffer in place if something was to happen. And you've got some sense of stability when it comes to knowing what you've got going out. You've got your money cash flow plots in place. You know what, more coming in than you have got going out. You've maybe started to think about wills and life insurance, you know, talking to work about maybe the pension that you got through work. And did you say yes or did you say no? And your accountant mentioned something about you should do something or other, and you're starting to get this sort of a sense of stability, and you start to feeling yourself that you you can breathe above the water. You're not bobbing up and in and out of the water anymore. You're feeling sort of, okay, a little bit, you've got a buoyancy aid on and you're sort of floating comfortably at the top, and it doesn't feel quite so much of a struggle. And what's important here is that we continue to thrive through that period, and we don't get to a stage where we potentially could bob back underwater again. So we have to sort of stay in that area by keeping our mind on it and our eye on it. So it's a bit like if you want to be extremely healthy, and you know, so you stop eating burgers for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and you eat much more healthily, and you stop drinking maybe so much, or you stop smoking, for example, and then you get there, you get really healthy, and then all of a sudden you think, I won't bother with that anymore, I don't need to do that anymore, and then you start back doing all those bad habits again. It's the same with money. If you're still doing those habits and still doing those things in place, then you will start to creep back down, if you like. And I don't mean that creep back down in the sense that there's a wrong or a right of where you are, use where you are, but there's certainly a circle of this where you can go round in circles, and the habits can be constantly re-happening over and over, and it's just maybe that there's not a small adjustment that needs to be made to allow yourself to get onto that next phase or create the stability within a phase. So at this point, with this sense of stability, like I've mentioned, you've maybe started to clear your debt, or you certainly have a plan with that debt, and it's on its way to be cleared. It's controllable. You've got more coming in than you have going out. And you're in a position where you are sort of feeling that much better about what you're doing. You might not be quite at the stage of sort of planning for kids to go to university, but you are at a point of making sure you've got some buffer and some money in the bank. So if anything was to happen, you are able to look after yourself. The next stage on from there, however, is security, or reassurance, I call it. So you're feeling real quite reassured in your stance when it comes to your finances. So you've got more than just a buffer. You have got some money in the bank. If it's something was to happen, you know, you could jacky job in tomorrow and still have 3 or 6 months money in the bank and not have to worry about what was going to happen. And that figure of reassurance can be different for different people, depending on their risk and how much risk they like to take and how much security will make them feel comfortable. And people go through phases of that. So sometimes once they've had it, and they've had it a while, and they feel like it's going to waste, especially with interest rates being so low, then they can, after a while, they can then move on to think about how they could grow that money. But certainly from a assurance, a feeling perspective, you are in a position where you feel secure, and you feel like you've not just got a buoyancy aid on, but you're in a boat now. And they'd have to get a hole in that boat, or someone have to shoot down your boat with a cannon for you to start sinking again. You'd likely have cleared all your debt, but maybe still have a mortgage in place. There can be times where good debt's not, you know, always a bad thing. You know, 0% debt, if you're borrowing something against using security money, or using money that's growing against something that's not being charged at a very little or no interest rate, is not always a bad thing. It's just making sure you're not living beyond your means in regards to supporting that debt and paying it back. In reassurance, you'd be starting to think about, you know, your future a lot more. You would be thinking about paying for the kids to go to university if that was what you'd wanting to do, or you'd be thinking about paying for private school. You'd be thinking longer term about retirement and really having a life plan strategy. So lifestyle financial planning, I call it. And you would not just be thinking about what you've got coming in, coming out. You'd have a really clear goal on how you're spending, on what you're spending. But what I start to see people do in this phase is that they spend unnecessarily. And it's because they've got the money, they just spend it. And they're not really conscious about what their spending is. So they've got some of the bad habits that have been left behind from possibly some past
stages of wealth, and they haven't, though their bank balance has moved on, their mindset hasn't, and they're still having some of those bad habits in place, which actually stifles the growth, because you then get to the end of the year or a birthday of some description and you think, oh, I earned all that money, where's it all gone? And as business owners, we can do that as well. We can spend unnecessarily on things that aren't really going to support our growth. And but for us to move on to the next phase, which is independence, which is where you're actually not reliant on one job or one income or one business. You actually have enough to live off of without having to, out of choice. It actually doesn't just support your standard of living, but it gives you a level of, okay, I could stop work tomorrow and you'd still have enough money to live on. That's quite a big jump from being assurance to independent. So you're not relying on parents, you're not relying on partners, you're not relying on one thing of any description. You have all your plans in place and you're able to be at a stage where you have assets that are accumulated wealth and accumulating income for you. As business owners, that's not just one business, because how long could you do that job for, that business for? You don't want to be doing it in your 70s and your 80s. So it's about creating assets before you get to that point. So a lot of people in business say, oh yeah, I'm financially independent, I'm financial freedom, which is a terminology I don't particularly like. They are 100% reliant on that business. So it's about creating assets outside of that dependence, so you're not having to do podcasts in your 70s or YouTube channel in your 70s. You know, we have to move aside for the answers at some stage. But you are at a point of financial independence where, you know, you are more than comfortable and you are able to live a life of making sort of certain choices. And the stage on from there, you have more than that. So you could, at a drop of a hat, go and hire a yacht somewhere, which is abundance, and you could go on holiday for a month and no one even need to know where you are. Like you're, you know, you're a bit of a Richard Branson in that respect. But abundance for me, I have a circle around abundance, which sets in the middle. So it overlaps all the other areas, because you can't move on to the next step without having that positive abundance mindset and thinking positively about things, letting go of the past and be able to move on to that next stage. So abundance for me does cover all elements, but to be in true abundance in the financial wealth sense means that you have passive income from all sources, not only to fulfill your lifestyle, but able to grant you freedom to and choice to do whatever you want when you want. So I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this. I'd love to hear in the reviews where you think that you might be and where you think that might be relevant for you and what things you could start to do to move yourself on to that next stage. And it's really imperative that whatever you think or feel that might be, is that you take some action on it. It's great to learn this stuff, right? But if we don't take the consistent action on a regular basis to allow ourselves to have that growth, then really we're only going to recreate those habits over and over again and repeat the same cycles, not only with ourselves but the family and our children and those around us. I hope you've enjoyed this session. Please leave a review and I'd love to hear your feedback, and as always, do share with your friends. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. We'd love to know your thoughts and feedback, whether we've helped you master your money or assisted in future-proofing your finances. If you'd like to get in touch or to see further information about our services, please head over to www.rebeccarobertsonevo.co.uk.